Hey, good day. I'm Dawn with Advanced Life Coaching, and that's advancedlifecoaching.org, O-R-G. And welcome to the podcast, Be Fabulous Wellness Coaching. And you can find Be Fabulous on probably on Spotify or your favorite podcast platform. And I wanted to start today by by just saying, I think we've really lost a sense of creativity and playfulness. It seems like people get so serious nowadays, and it's a shame. It's a shame because as a kid, I remember being, always wanting to play. Always, I was the only child, so I didn't really have others to play with many times. I had to use my creative mind. And I would create scenarios. And, sometimes I might be a character I saw on TV or maybe a character from Star Wars, and like I was defeating the bad guy with like my lightsaber or something. Or maybe I played, cops and robbers or something with the neighbor kids. And I played the robber part, but that doesn't mean I want to grow up to be a criminal. And playing, Star Wars didn't mean that I wanted to grow up and, attack people with a lightsaber. Or, maybe it instilled some kind of moral value, like I wanted to solve a problem or save the world or, do something great. But playing should not be connected to your identity. So I came across this video, and it was from Isaac Butterfield, and it was from September 29th, 2021. And he was talking about a child who was 11, and this child felt like they had a purpose of breaking down a stereotype of drag queens. And he said that he has been a drag queen since he was three, which made me think, if at three, four, five, six, all those years, the child was playing with clothes or the child enjoyed dressing up. I mean, when I was a kid, that was just play. That was just creativity. That was just using your mind and your imagination. It was, dressing up in different clothes was fun. It was, seeing all these different characters you can be, kind of like acting. A lot of people get into stage acting or plays, and they really are drawn to different time periods so that they can dress that way and carry themselves a different way, maybe even use a language of an older time period, and I think that's really important to keep that creativity. I think the disconnect and the problem, and I'll say it, a lot of psychological abuse actually comes from parents who decide the way their child's playing somehow determines their identity and who they're gonna be now or later in life. And I don't think that's very healthy, and I don't think that's accurate at all, because if a child under the age of seven, they're just in their creative mind, they're playing. They really don't have a concept of logic. They don't know that this toy or these clothes are designed or dedicated to male or female. They probably don't even really have a big concept of the difference between male and female. They're going to emulate who they look up to. Maybe their dad's a police officer, so they want, to play as a police officer, dress in daddy's clothes, even if, even if it's a girl. Maybe It's the opposite. Maybe they think their mom is the most beautiful, magnificent person in the world, and most kids do think that about their parents. And they put on their mom's clothes. And you're like, oh, well, your son likes to wear your stuff, so he must think he's a girl. But I don't think that's true. I think children think they're a boy, or I think children think they're a girl because the parents have influenced that. When you're born, you don't know what a boy or a girl is. So you start making choices and picking up behavior patterns based on what's happening around you. Like I can say for myself, I used to play. I would go into my parents' closet, I would make a mess and put on their stuff. And when I got done playing, then I would have to go back to me who and start cleaning, you know? And afterwards, my parents, they didn't keep the persona of how I was playing. You know, playtime was done, bam. We go back to Don, do your chores, you know, Don, do this, you know, time for bed, you know, go brush your teeth, whatever, you know. But I think when a parent really enables this creative mind of a child to influence who they are, I think that's a problem. And if you're enabling a creative mind, like your child likes to paint or pick up an instrument and learn to play music or they sing, enable that. You know, that's a skill that they can bring with them for the rest of their life. That's something they can expand on and grow upon. But if you're just trying to tell somebody, this is who you are, before they've had a chance to have any life experience, before they've had a chance to figure out on their own who they are, and more importantly, who do they want to be? Who does this child want to be? Not who do you want them to be? And so I go back to this story that I saw on this video where this 11-year-old, you know, was, I guess he has a following on a social platform, and kind of makes me wonder what is the gain that the parents have? Do they like the fact that their child has a social following? You know, how much influence are they putting out there for this child to keep this persona? You know, are they making money off this? Do they want this to continue because somehow it's benefiting them? Even if the money's coming in and they're putting it in an account for the child, that's just, you know, another form of income that is coming in no matter how they're using it, even if it is to benefit the child. My thing is, what's going to happen later in life when this 11-year-old grows up? And now he has to decide, you know, what do you want to do for your career? What if no one's interested anymore as you would being an adult dressing up in drag? They thought it was cute when you were a kid. They thought you know, the child himself was saying he was starting this movement. Hopefully, as he grows and gets more experience, he'll be able to maybe start a movement in something more productive, you know, start a movement of, I don't know, saving the water supply, you know, come up with magnetic energy, you know, something other that helps others, that expands outside himself. Because if he gets too stuck in I am just this one persona, if no one's interested in anymore, psychologically, who is he then? And I feel like the parents are playing into this imagination that he started at 3, And instead of, letting him play and having him be himself outside of play, when you mesh the two together and you raise someone to believe that they are this other persona, my question is, what skills is this, are they giving this child so that when they become an adult, they can do something outside that persona? And how is this child trying to figure out who he really is? I would like to know, who is this child without this drag queen persona? Who is he without the validation of it? Who is he without the excitement of it? Is he still happy? Does he still like himself? Or does he have to live up to somebody else's expectation to feel value, to like himself? And I have a feeling these are questions that maybe the parents are not asking this child. And again, I think it's not giving someone skills to grow, and to be a productive adult. Children definitely should be playing. They have to use their imagination. That's all they have until about 7 years old when they start developing logic. And that's between like 7 and 11 is when they really, the minds come together. And that's also a time when you have ego, and ego really comes into the forefront. And is ego gonna keep this child from exploring more of himself? Is ego gonna not want to hurt the parents' feelings because they've supported this for so long? If he makes changes, how's the ego gonna feel about that? Is it gonna be confusing? These are things we have to think about when we're raising children. We are raising little human beings to figure out who they are and who they want to be. And, what's the best life they can have? What is the best version of themselves? And when you're encouraging a child who's still in a state of play, you are helping to mold this mind and develop this personality, which basically is a personality somebody else created, not the child himself. And that could be a problem later in life. So, what can we do about this? I mean, I keep saying this could be a problem. Well, I believe that we need to be solution providers. Like, if there's a problem, it needs a solution. And let me ask you, really, truly, what is a problem? A problem is just something. Well, there's an old saying, we need to fix the problem. Well, if you're focused on fixing a problem, then you're focused on the problem, which creates more problems. So what humans need to be are solution finders. Solution finders. So what would be the solution in this scenario? Teach this child to love himself, even without this persona. Let this child play without attaching it to his identity. Let this child have like a life experience so that he can decide what that identity will be, what it is. A solution would be to have separation from this persona and the child without it. A solution would be, realize that the two don't have to be one and the same. Teach this child problem-solving skills. teach this child, you know, how to accept himself. And if he still enjoys when he gets older, everything that came with the persona, and he chooses to go back to that, or he chooses that, that's one thing. But it should be a choice of the child. And I'm sorry, a child's not making a choice at 3 years old about who they are. They don't know. And they're not making that choice at six. And if the child's been doing this from, you know, 3 to 11, you know, like 7, 8 years, that they've been encouraged and they've been supported and they've been told this is who you are during the developmental years, how is this child going to know if he has any other interests, if he has any other passion, if he is anything different? And what's going to have to happen for this child to make a choice to make a change, if there is a change needed? He's not going to know how. He's not going to know anything but the persona that the parents encouraged. My parents, they allowed me to make mistakes so that I can figure out what I believe is a good answer, what is a good solution. You know, and if I was making too many mistakes, they'd step in and they'd bring me back to my core. They'd bring me back to my values. They'd bring me back to my morals and be like, is this really what you want to do? Is this really who you want to be? Is this behavior making you happy? And if it wasn't, I made the choice on my own to change it. But somebody brought it to my attention. Nobody told me, this is who you are. I grew up around farm country, small towns. I dress like a tomboy. I didn't have any fashion sense, but I never grew up thinking that that meant that I was less than, or that I couldn't have nice clothes, or that I couldn't appreciate beauty. I didn't grow up thinking I had to be a tomboy, or that I had to be anything near a boy, just because I played out in farmland, just because I liked boy things. No one ever took my play and my identity and told me that my identity came from my play. It was just an experience. It was just something I tried or did. And there's a lot of things I didn't like. I don't like hunting. I just don't. I don't have a problem with it. I understand the need for some of it, you know, because I was around people who would hunt deer on deer season or ducks. It just wasn't my thing. But I like shooting guns at targets, you know? So that was just something that I was around, but it didn't make me a lover of the sport. It gave me an understanding, but it didn't make it something that I valued. And, you know, dressing like a tomboy didn't mean that I had to have a lot of masculine mannerisms. In fact, I think I pretty much had feminine mannerisms, even dressed like a tomboy. So, but that was something I learned. It wasn't just something I knew. And that came from having different friends throughout the years that taught me different things that maybe didn't grow up on farmland and didn't, you know, play in the dirt. And you know, they taught me how to be a little more proper. And I appreciate them for that. I love that. It gave me a whole new view of the world. And like in the case of this story I talked about earlier, I feel like the view of the world that's given to this child has been very limited. And so that means the view of how they see themselves is also very limited, which hopefully will change when he gets opportunities of more life experience. But I guess we'll have to see, what happens in the future. I just feel like parents need to take more self-responsibility. They need to stop trying to live vicariously through their children, through their play, and maybe they can loosen up and play themselves. Maybe it would be nice for a child, for the parents to play with the child instead of trying to analyze why the child's playing. I think these are all really important things to consider. And when you look at the big picture, you realize it's just not so black and white is what people are trying to make life appear like it is. Life can be fun and exciting. And of course, you might have a bad day or a negative thought and you can change it, and you can, the whole reason to find solutions is so you can find a positive outcome, is so you can find something better. It's not about focusing on the problem and finding more about the problem and more problems. It's all about finding a solution. And that really happens when you find out who you are, your true essence, the true creation that you were created to be. And that doesn't happen by following the path that somebody else is giving you. That happens when you follow what's in your heart. And right now, this child might like all the attention and they might be having a lot of fun and it might make them feel really good. But how does he feel good without any of that? That's where everything has to come from. That has to be the basis of what the solution is. So I don't know. I saw that video today and I wanted to make this video to go a little deeper into what this other guy was saying. He just was saying, hey, this is crazy. You can't expect this from a child. Well, I think it's more important. That's true, but I also think it's important to understand why, how this is influencing the people around you, how the parents' response to this is not really setting this child up for success in the future. How the parents might have a side gain. They might be gaining something from this, Are they getting the attention that they're seeking and are they doing it through their child? That's a big question. That's something that should be considered. And realize a child cannot make a decision about who they are and who they want to be in the future until they know who they are. And that's not going to happen in their first couple of years of life. That's not going to happen until they have some kind of life experience. And to have that life experience, they have to be able to play. They have to be able to use their creative mind. They have to be able to get outside the box and they have to use critical thinking once they get to that point of logic. And if you try and stifle them before that and tell them that they are something else, then you have created a pattern. You've created a belief system. You've created a limiting belief, which limits them from being anything else. And to me, I think that is probably the worst thing that indirectly is actually happening in these situations. So I hope this brings some clarity and some education. Please use your creative mind, play as an adult, play, 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 and get back to that so you don't have to get that through your kids. Enjoy your life. Love who you are. Know who you are. My name is Dawn. I'm a life coach, NLP practitioner, hypnotherapist, and mind coach. My company is Advanced Life Coaching, advancedlifecoaching.org. Please support my YouTube page, support my videos, support my podcast, be fabulous. And let's support each other. Let's help each other find our best selves so we can have really good solutions to what we believe might be some problems. Let's come together as a community and let's really, really communicate without hate. and try to understand each other in the most loving, God-filled ways that we can. Thank you. Have a great day.